Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Cy, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live. We are in the village. We are on Audacity. Slink, my brother, what's good with you, man? How you living?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging in there, man. How about you?
Bro, I'm good. We're having some technical difficulties tonight. I don't know why. You know how you normally come in here and before you do anything, you're all set up and ready to go. And then you go to hit that magic record button, all of a sudden it's, let's just go ahead and take a dump in on Kevin's chest and see how he likes that. So, but yeah, it's all good, right? You know, we still here. We still in this. It's life. It's whatever. Let's move on.
We'll adapt and conquer. We'll be all right.
Exactly. So, man, you know, let's talk about this first segment here. What the Trump? Let's first talk about this sanctuary city thing that he was trying to pull off. Now, basically, he was trying to cut funding for what we call sanctuary cities. Now, if you don't know what a sanctuary city is, it's a city where, let's say, it could be large amounts of people that are here illegally, living here illegally. It could be large amounts of people like that. And essentially, it's harboring them. You know, it's protecting them. Which in essence, to me, are there bad people that are illegal? Yes. But there are also great people that there are illegal. Just like there are people that are from here that do horrible things, right? To me, this is nothing to do with where you're from. I think it's based on you as an individual. So if you're a horrible person, you're going to be a horrible person no matter where you are. So I don't know. That's one of the things I am looking at in reference to this. And I'm going to throw it to you, Slink, so you can give your ideas. But I got a lot that I want to say about this. So go ahead.
Yeah, just to piggyback on it and kind of just touch back on some of the points, too. What I'm going to do is like, talk about how the judge did it. The judge basically said that the reasoning that the justification for being able to legally strike down his action, the president was overstepping his authority, which is the same case as the earlier actions that he took as far as immigration and immigration policy. I think he was in office maybe about a week or two. I mean, the big fiasco when he first got in office, the first one of many. So I just wanted to bring that to light right there. So that's, you know, I think that's a big thing that people need to realize also, that, you know, they're doing these type of things, but people are now starting to try to hold them accountable. People that were in their court are trying to hold them accountable, you know, like Republicans. You even see some people that you would never thought that are really like seeing that, you know, this guy is, but self-interest and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
But I'll let you go ahead and finish up what you were about to say.
So this is what I'm, this is, you know, it's federal judge, Ninth Circuit Court, Circuit Courts of Appeal. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct. So this judge here, Judge William H. Orrick, sided with Santa Clara County, the city of San Francisco, and other jurisdictions who argued that a threat to take away federal funds from a city that do not cooperate with some federal immigration enforcement could be unconstitutional. Now, here's one of the things that does bother me about this. When 45 literally gets up there and he's like, oh, they're stopping me and this, that, and the other. Well, truth of the matter is, I get it. You're the president. You're supposed to be protecting America. But there has to be a better way to go about protecting America than getting rid of a bunch of people that are here and literally trying to live the American dream, right? One of the other things that I find annoying about social media, especially very conservative Republican news sites, is how they'll find the one or two stories, right? The one or two stories that some random, I'm not going to say random, someone that is here illegally and they've committed a crime. Well, yeah, they committed a crime. Okay, let's get rid of them. But not every person that's here illegally is out to commit crimes. It's just not, it's not even feasible to even remotely believe that. There have been people here that I know personally that are here illegally. And guess what? You would never know because, well, they stick to themselves. They go to work. They take care of business. And that's it. And they leave it alone. That's it. They want to raise their children like everyone else's. They just want to be left alone. Now, would it be great to give these people citizenship? Yes, it would. Because now we can, you know, you can start tracking as far as taxes and things of that nature. And on top of that, they're officially American citizens, right? I think that's the biggest piece of all this, is they're actually American citizens. What we've all take for granted. I was born here. I was born in Houston, Texas, right? So I guess to some aspects, to some degree, I take my citizenship for granted, which is absolutely wrong of me because I'm born here and I don't even think about it. But for those that try to come here just to have a better life, they're on edge. You know, they get pulled over for something and they could be out of the country. Their kids are born here. You know, they're leaving their whole family behind. That's a scary thought process to me. So instead of kicking these people out or rounding them up, whatever you want to call it, man, let's look at who's doing what. If they have a certain number of crimes, Slink, then yeah, send them back to where their country, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're here, they're productive citizens, they go to work, they're not asking for much. Grant them citizenship and keep it pushing. And that's just how I feel. So, I don't know, man. What, you got anything else on this? Because, like I said, I can go on and on about this.
Yeah, I'll touch on it just real quick. And I want people to kind of realize this. You know, this issue is not just about... It just doesn't touch people that are coming from Mexico. There are people in this country from all over the world. When you talk about that, what you're seeing with sensationalizers on our borders, that's the biggest influx of people, and that's visual to you that you see. But there are people coming from every continent on this planet to come here. And also, a lot of these people, even though they haven't achieved citizenship status, being a citizen of the United States, they are contributing to our economy. Now people will say, well, they're sending money back. But, you know, they have to go to the store to buy bread to eat. Every time somebody buys something here, we're paying taxes. I want people to realize that just because you're not you don't own a home, or even if you don't have a job, you still pay taxes in some form, way, or another fashion. May not be as much, but you're paying taxes, and those folks are here and they're working. So if you have a criminal element, you take care of the criminal element. But don't you lump everybody in that one into one day. Generalizing, you lump everybody into the general pot of that, whatever you want to call it. And to me, these are people that you're dealing with. You can't be, every situation is different. You can't be, I'm just going to one size fits all. me and Kevin, we're different sizes. One size doesn't fit all with us. It doesn't fit all with me and Susie or whoever else, or Juan or whoever. So it all those things, when these things are taking place and when they're making these decisions, they need to take that into account. You know, because these decisions, those people, I'm going to be honest with you, my thing is always real simple. The people that make decisions that affect our everyday life, they are out of tune with reality. And they're making our decisions. You have somebody making a decision for you and I and all of us, everybody's listening. And they don't have our best interest at heart, because it's shown over time. And even if they did, they're out of touch with reality. You have a bunch of millionaires making decisions for us, and everything's benefiting them. I'm sure you're going to go on about the tax stuff, so I'm sure you're going to touch on about that. So I won't even go forward on that one, but we'll leave that one at that, Kev, as far as on my end. So that's all I really say about it.
And you know what I just sitting here realized? So this is another thing that people need to realize. The ugly part about all this is, the ugly, ugly part is, you said it, the focus on Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go and actually read some of the newly printed or current statistics, you'll see that Mexicans are actually lowering their numbers as far as them crossing the border, right? Number one, they don't want to deal with it. And number two, our economy is not the best. Before, they were coming here because our economy was better and they can make more money, correct? Well, our economy isn't the best, and so they're not coming over here like they used to. And here's the other funny piece about that. When you look at the aspect, you know, they're looking at certain people. It's brown people they're looking at, right? It's brown. Let's be honest. What you're not going to see is, hey, you're looking kind of Canadian over there. You know what I mean? Looking a little Eastern European. Are you here? No, you're not going to see that. It's brown people that are going to be affected by this. That's the target of this. It's dark-skinned brown people that are going to be affected. And I do find that offensive because, you know, like I said, you don't see these officers stopping people that look Canadian or look Eastern European or something like that. They're not doing that. They're stopping people of color. So that's why I do get annoyed with this topic, because it's specifically targeting a specific color of people. That is the most annoying thing about this. So yeah, man, I could go on and on, and I am irritated, if you guys can't tell, because I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of seeing the blame being put on Mexicans, like they're the only ones coming here illegally. No, everyone comes here illegally. I don't give a damn. Well, probably not the Canadians. They probably want nothing to do with us. But still, people come here illegally all the time, right?
True.
You know, and I think that's what people need to realize. It's not just the black and brown people. It's everybody. Everyone comes here. You know, everyone comes here for the American dream, for the promise of a better life. And you can't blame them, because that seems so appealing.
They're not coming here to start trouble. They want a better life, and they want to contribute to our lives as well. I love diversity.
Man.
I love it. I mean, and people that don't love it, man, you're living a real bland-ass life.
Bro, we live in San Diego, and let me tell you something.
I love it.
Bro, everyone is here. I can roll 10 minutes west and go get some lumpia or some salted pepper chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Or I can stay where I live at in East County, get some Chaldean food or something like that. Come on, man. Like, this is
Ethiopian food. Anything you could think of.
Yes.
Moroccan food. Come on. It's
everything. Unreal.
Man,
it's
unreal, man.
And everyone says the people that come here, they're not exactly, you know, they're not, you know, helping society. Man, BS. Bull crap. They come in here living a good life and hanging out and doing what we do. So miss me with the madness. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, the what I like to call faux news, you know, aka Fox News, they find that one story where it's the dark-toned Mexican and he's done this. And then all of a sudden, everyone's up in the uproar. Send them all back. Man, it's, I find that funny and sickening at the same time. And here's why, Slink. When the white guy shoots up the church or goes on a shooting spree, we don't say anything about that.
No. We hear mental illness is what I hear.
Mm-hmm. He had a rough childhood.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Those are the things I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those are things I hear. Before we hop off the immigration thing, you know, I have firsthand, like we could talk about a lot of stuff. And a lot of things we talk about, they affect us. And we have firsthand experiences and knowledge of, you know, with these situations. As far as immigration, I have firsthand experience with this because I have friends that are from different countries and they come and they have different shades of skin. I have friends that are from Ukraine, I have friends that are from Africa, I have friends that are from different parts of the world, right? And hanging stuff. And they're all citizens now. They've gotten their citizenship. And I've been knowing them for like, I don't know, it could be close to 20 years, probably 20 years now. You know, I know I'm dating myself, but that's, you know, and when they first came here, they were little visas or whatever, but that stuff, you know, things expire after a while. And they come here and live and be a part of society. Eventually, they work towards becoming citizens. Most people that come here, they want to be a part of society and want to do it the right way. But when they first get here, I mean, there's a process to it. And just to get here on this land and get here, get a visa or however you get here at first, that's how a lot of men are staying. It's not that they think everybody's creeping across the border sneaking. No, that's not the way it works. You think that people, you know, a lot of people, they're coming on visas and they're coming for work. It's like work related and stuff like that. And you can get different, you know, you can come for a while and you can stay for a while. But eventually those folks, they want to become citizens. And people need to realize that it's not, I hate how they try to scare. You guys can't, don't be afraid to live your life. Go outside and hey, you're covered. Everything's predestined. You're good. Just go outside, live your life, and have a good time. Don't be afraid of everything, because that's how they manipulate. They manipulate the general public in this country and just everywhere. Fear manipulates things, so it will make you think that hey, you know, all these people sitting over the border, these people are bad guys, this and that. No, majority of your criminals, they're born here. They're here, and they're not all people of color. So, I mean, people just need to really, like, wake up when it comes to that.
Yes, sir. That's it, right there. Let's move on to this next one, man. Since you brought it up, let's go ahead and move on to it, man. Just talk about this tax. Okay. You don't want to know what this is, Slink? This is Trickle-Down Economics 2017.
Tell me about it.
That's all this is. Business taxes. The taxes levied on businesses was, I believe, 35%. And now he wants to drop it down to 15%. That's trickle-down economics. Already been proven, America, that it does not work. Yet you have this man in power, and he's like, let's try it again. We already know it does not work, but you want to try it again. I don't know what to even say about that.
Absolutely doesn't. My view of it, Kevin, is I kind of tipped on last week how I said these are businessmen in office and they're setting stuff up for them. Okay, now I'm looking at some stuff about this, right? And basically, these laws, they're that 1%, right? And they're getting the big chunk of this. It affects all businesses, right? It affects small businesses, the large businesses, but for the most part, the large corporations, it's called pass-through tax savings, right? And mm-hmm. all businesses, most, I think it's like 90-something% of the businesses in the country, they fall under that, and they fall within this number, right? And they say basically the research, and this is done by a nonpartisan National Bureau of Economics Research, right? They say that 69% of the pass-through income is earned by individuals. It goes to the 1% of the tax filers. That's 69% of that money that goes through that, right? And we're looking at, I'm trying to get some more numbers for you. So basically the 1%, that's what this is about. These taxes, this what's going on, this tax cut. And you said dropping it down to 15%. That's mm-hmm. crazy in itself. But the bigger picture of it, of how this affects them, it, this is all their businesses. And basically Trump saying, well, hey, it's not a conflict of interest. I put myself in a trust fund. But no, you have access to all the assets and everything in that trust, and you can revoke it anytime you want. I don't trust you. We don't trust you. So that goes nowhere with me. So when you look at this stuff, when it comes to this, it's just another thing I'm saying. They're setting themselves up. This benefits Kushner. He's at stake. He's got 300 different assets from companies collectively worth hundreds of million dollars that this affects. And Trump the same way too. And so the meanwhile, why they gonna go mess with North Korea real quick to trump up some, to get some stuff going. It's already going, but to kind of put a little more fire, put more fuel on that fire, or to fan it, to make it seem like it's a little bit worse than it really is, that they're more of an imminent threat than they really are. This is going to pass. This is how they work it, and this is how they do it. This is what's going to pass, and people are going to be like, "I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. When did that happen?" Or I no, because you're too distracted on all those things. I know I'm on one, Kev, and I'm not talking down on people.
Go ahead, man.
This is how the game is ran. This is how game is run, and that is what's going on. It's falling right into play with what we were talking about last week.
You're dead on right about that, man. Again, the perspective that you just said, you know, this is all a distraction. Everything is a distraction at this point. Because right now, and I'll discuss this further in when we get to the next topic here, but, you know, we're over here potentially heading to war with North Korea. We're having beef with Russia. Right, we have all these things going on, and behind the scenes, he just signing executive orders. I believe the count this morning, when I was watching, what was I watching this morning? It wasn't Fox News, it was another conservative thing that I watch online from time to time. But I think the last count for executive orders was 29 in the first 100 days. You know what I mean? He's already signed 29 executive orders. I mean, and it's crazy because everyone bashed President Obama for that. President Obama signed 19. Right? Trump has a few more days. Like, he's like 45 is literally like, hold my drink. I got 3 days left. You know what I mean? Like, he's literally like, hold my drink. I got 3 more days. Let's see what else I can do. And Village, forgive me. Y'all hear the dogs barking. I mean, Lady J is home. They bark whenever they hear people. But anyways, that's what's going on, man. Don't be surprised if you see 3-4 more executive orders signed. And then when this is all said and done, you know, what I don't want to hear is Republicans, conservatives literally saying, oh, well, you know, this Democrat sign this many. No. Let's talk about your candidate. Mm-hmm. How much deep down none of y'all really liked him, but you just wanted to spite Hillary Clinton that much. And that's fine. That's your prerogative, man. I'm good with that. I really am. You know, I don't hate on people for who they vote for. Who you vote for is your business. Yeah. You know, I don't have to agree with you. We ain't got to agree on a lot of things. As long as we have a mutual respect for each other, I'm okay with life, right? Mm-hmm. But like I said, Slink, I don't want to hear anybody complaining, talking about, oh, President Obama did this. No, well, President Trump did this. And stop talking to me. Mm-hmm. So.
Talk about the here and now.
Yeah, the here and the now.
Yeah, they want to talk about how you comparing something to this current president to, oh, Obama did this, but look at it. That has no relevance to what's going on right now in my life and in your life. What's going on right now? That's what I'm talking about. What's going on right now? Get to that. I don't want all this finger pointing stuff. You know, when all this is said and done, Kev, I'll be cut you off. When all this is said and done, I want to see what excuse they have. You can't blame it on the other side no more. You let somebody come in there and just bulldoze you, run over your stuff, and now they're so unconventional, you could not deal with it. you couldn't wrap your head around it, and now you have this monster that you just let run loose. And now within what are we in April? He's got China, North Korea, Iran, whoever else, and everybody else, Russia. Everybody's like, we got beef. We already had adversarial kind of relationships with them. There was always a tension there, right? But that's just a tension. That's, you know, I don't like to do well. You know, I'll keep my distance. We do what's beneficial for me. Y'all stay away from me. Stay away from me. We just, hey, this is my side, your side. But now that's not the case. Now you got everybody poking chests out. And so now, you know, the stakes are real high, you know, and you do, everything's unconventional. You bustle, you have the senators and come over, and the congressmen come over to the White House, basically something that's real unconventional. When you could have did this in the chambers. Mm-hmm. And you bring them there to basically tell them nothing, basically put them on notice that, okay, well, we're unpredictable, and who knows what, you know, these guys are real, you know, basically we have to be on guard of these guys, you know, we already know that. What are you saying in here? You got these guys here and you're saying nothing. Basically what you're telling them, like one senator said, basically you're putting us on guard. You're about to do something they're about to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, and it's always something.
Yeah.
Like, we can live with these guys, it's daily.
Yeah, it's always something. I'm gonna leave this last point before we move on. I literally was, you know, like I said, I peruse social media throughout my day if I get like a little 2-3 minute break, and I literally read an article or read like a link that said how, you know, President Obama didn't help Trump on the way out the door and stuff like that. And I was literally, I went and found the link and everything like that. And I kind of posted it just to stir up crap because that's just who I am. But on his way out the door, President Obama actually warned incoming President Trump that North Korea was going to be our biggest problem. So for all of you that are saying Obama didn't help, okay. You need to really, really need to go and check your facts, because the facts are out there, and I get it. You guys don't like, you didn't like Obama, you didn't like Hillary Clinton. I get it, but look up the facts. The facts are there, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I back you 100% on that, because they are there.
Yeah,
definitely. And you have more facts that are saying what you're basically saying, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Than that, me under that one, a couple little outlier articles of negativity, but I mean. He did warn them. I mean, but these guys are cowboys and they want to do things their own way. So I don't, you know, even if you, it's like you could tell somebody something, and but it's on that person to take the advice and to take the knowledge that you give them and run with it and to do the right thing with it. And you can't fault the person that gave them the information if they don't do the right thing with it.
Exactly.
And that's what you have here. That's what most of this stuff is, what's going on. You know, it's like, hey, we're telling you, but you know, you don't want to listen, but then when it backfires and it pops you in the face, then you turn around looking at me. I just told you, don't do it. It's going to hit you in your face, dummy.
That's it. That's it.
I mean,
big,
you know.
Big dummy. Yep. All right, Slinks. So let's move on to these last two. Let's kind of combine them for the sake of time here. So possible government shutdown on Friday, right? And at the same time, we kind of talked about it earlier. But Trump is in his, 45 is in his last 3 days or so before he hits the 100. And you're starting to see a little bit of a surge in the things he wants to do, right? Well, he's already said, oh, this 100 days thing is a bunch of crap. But at the same time, he's still trying to push his initiatives. So I want to know, what are your thoughts as far as a possible shutdown? Because this really goes down to the wall. He needs funding for the wall. He's saying, oh, Mexico is just going to reimburse us somehow, some way. That doesn't work for me. That absolutely does not work for me. You can't say your whole campaign, Mexico is going to pay for this wall, and now it's, well, we're gonna get reimbursed. Mexico's not reimbursing us, dog. I don't understand how that works. Reimburse. No. They're not going to cut us a check for a couple $1 billion and like everything is okay. Like, here you go. Go ahead and build this wall. It just doesn't work. No. Slink, your thoughts, man, before I get upset.
Oh man, don't get upset on this. Okay, but hey man, but you know it doesn't work that way, man. Those people are not going to pay for that, and I don't want them to pay for that. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't pay for that. So many things are wrong with this thing. But I'm going to go to a lot of people. Everything they think it. Well, not a lot of people, but some people will motivate them against their attention is money. Now, is it? You see the price of the ball, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for the conservative folks out there that are really conservative and things of that nature, you know that wall is less than 50 miles, right?
Yeah, it's like
you know how far 50 miles is, right? That is nothing. We're going to pay all that money for that wall? I don't think so. And they're not going to pay for that wall. For one thing, it's immoral. For one thing, it's immoral. It's just, man, it irritates me when I think about it, because these are human beings, you know, and they're a part of the society that we share, that it's, you know, we have to do things a little bit different and bring it a little bit harder when we do things. We have to bring it. Mm-hmm. And that's what everything we do in our lives. When you're from the backgrounds that we're from. So that really, it really upsets me when I see that, you know, and like I was saying earlier, it's not just about those folks down there, you know, and this wall thing is a big waste of money. And you can't, in every problem, everything that this guy's been saying, he's been going back on it. When you tell me something as a businessman, your word is your word. He's a businessman. It's a handshake. You made a handshake with the American people saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not one that agrees with the wall thing, but you even went back on that to those folks that wanted that crap. You even went back on it with them. So either way you look at it, it's just a bad thing anyway, but it's a miss both ways with that guy on that.
Yeah.
Now he's going to hold the country hostage over this. He's going to hold out the country's budget. They better not buckle.
Look,
I don't care how long that junk gets shut down. They better not buckle.
Yeah, I've already, the missus and I've already discussed it. She's like, well, what are you going to do if it's a shutdown? Man, I go drive Uber, do 8-hour days on Uber, make my money, and come home and keep it pushing.
You get that money, Cam, that's in that you get in that place. You can get that money, right?
Yeah.
Do it a different way, but you can get that money,
right? Yeah, it's not even, not worth the stress. I'm discussing it because it's just ignorant that we're here again. You know what I mean? We're here because of a wall that's segregating us. Instead of building walls, man, let's build some damn bridges and let's start talking to each other. That's where I'm at. Maybe because I'm too damn liberal. Like, I want to build bridges. You know, not every damn body is an enemy of the country. Let's build some bridges and let's figure this stuff out. So
exactly, man. Exactly. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm tired of it. I mean, I don't know how my mind is just fatigued of the bull. It just really is. It's fatigued of everything. Just everything I turn on is just everything is about aggression and animosity. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all about peace and I love everybody. You mess with me, I'm gonna knock you out. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I'm all about love, man. I really am, and I teach that with my kids, and I carry myself that way. You know, it's all. If we need that, the world needs a little bit more of that, especially this country. This country wants to be we transcend with everything when it comes to fashion, comes to music, comes to this, comes to that, right? So transcend in a good way. Send that out there, you know, instead of the kid that goes to school, keeps his nose clean, does what he needs to do. He's a good kid. You know, he's not causing trouble, this and that. That kid is like, he's the whack one. He's the whack. Everything is backwards in our society. And it goes along with our politics. It goes along with everything is backwards. And we should expect more and we should demand more. Personally, we should all, in some kind of way, we all don't have to get out there and be standing up with the picket signs, but everybody has a way that they can contribute to it and they can make a difference. Everybody has a voice. You know, you start tapping in people's pockets, taking your money, your little money that you earn, not giving it to them, you'll see what happens. It'll change things. So you have to figure out ways to do what you need to do to make them do what's right. Because they're not going to do it. You know, they're like, man, they all distracted. MTV, Housewives, Survivor, all that bullshit. So we're going to pass whatever we want to pass. We're going to keep passing. Excuse my language, guys.
You're fine.
We're going to keep passing it. And they've been doing this. They've been doing it, man, since. Well, this is a common tactic that's been used in this country, but it's been really prolific in my young mind since 9/11. I'm just going to put it out there like that. Ever since then, it's been like your civil liberties has just been just yanked away. All the sake of what some of, it's not imaginary, but the enemies that you have are enemies that you make. That's just the way I see it.
Yep.
So I'm gonna end it on that right there.
Okay.
I'm people gonna be mad.
Let them be mad, bro. Let's move on to this next segment here. Current events, man. And let me go ahead and start. excuse me, pulling up some stuff here. And the crazy part is here. Let me go ahead and back out of this, back out of that. Boom! Look at this. Gotta love that my phone's working faster than my laptop right now.
Man,
you know how that goes.
Stuff is pretty slow today too, Kev. I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is, but
yeah, I don't know what's going on today. My phone is flying, but my laptop is just spinning and spinning. So I'm just trying not to mess with it and let it work. But I got the story up here. This is a very sad story, and this speaks to mental illness in this country, right? We have, and I want to bring her up on screen, but I don't want to bring her up on screen to shame her, per se. I want to bring her up on screen because this is the face of, this is one of many faces of mental illness and PTSD in this country that our veterans deal with on a day-to-day basis. So Village, you know, like I said, I'm not bringing her up to shame her. I'm bringing her up because there are things, this needs to be discussed. It just does. All right. Let me see here. All right, there it is. All right, I'm going to go ahead and isolate this so we can really look at it and get a good look here. Okay, so like I said, Village, this young lady here, she's an Army veteran. She's behind bars because she tied her service animal to a tree and shot him, right? One of the things that I'm looking at here, and I always go to, I like to read different perspectives, but it amazed me at how many people were bashing her, talking about, oh, she's just a sick fuck and this, that, and the other. And it was so disheartening for me as a vet with PTSD that nobody stopped and looked and said, hey, she's a combat Army veteran. Maybe something is wrong with her. Maybe she had what they call a damn break. She had a break and she killed her service animal. Does that sound like something that a normal thinking person would do? No, she had a psychotic break. She's a war veteran. She has PTSD. This is not something that, it's not even something that I think about doing. But however, like I said, Slink, she had a break. And so I'm gonna throw it to you, man. I'm gonna minimize this page here. What are your thoughts about this, Slink?
Reading further on down, she got her boyfriend. Her boyfriend didn't try to stop her from doing it. I mean, she got the gun.
Yeah, she got the gun. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. She got the gun. Do what you want.
Yeah. So that will probably answer all that. But man, it's sad. You know, this goes back to like mental illness in this country. You know, it's now more. It's not more prevalent. I mean, you're getting a little bit more attention on it now. Sad to say this because sometimes you have events that happen, these events bring things to light. It just shows the importance of that. We need to put some attention on it. I think that, you know, and there's a stigma also with it. not thinking, but I know that there's a stigma, and we both know that, especially from our community, but just outside, just in general. I mean, it could be almost, you could even put it up to a masculinity thing too with men. I mean, I think just in general, people in general, and especially just in general, when it comes to their mental capacity, that's one thing that people will be shy to admit that there's some kind of weak link there. And it's not really a weak link. It's a part of you that was damaged. And there's like any other part of your body. You know, your mind is a muscle, and it is a thing that needs to be nourished, and it needs to be taken care of a certain way, and it can be damaged. And that's what happens. You know, sometimes things just go awry. You know, but attention needs to be brought to it on a national level, not just with veterans. I mean, I'm a veteran too, just like you, Kev, and I'm sorry that you suffer from that. You know, I think just mental illness in general just needs to be really. More attention needs to be brought to it. You know, even when it comes to screening of firearms, you know, she shouldn't even have a firearm. Me and you both know that. The system, even with the VA, the way it's set up, how she have a firearm? If she's, I know that there's levels of this. You know, she could have been, you know, but things do progress, and sometimes some people it progresses, some people they put a cap on it and get good treatment, and it manage life like it. Like won't skip a beat, like, you know, just if you wouldn't say it, nobody would know it, you know, one of those type of things. But, you know, people are, you know, people can't crack, like you said, Kev, and like you said, she was the one with the gun. That kind of answered my question right there with the boyfriend, because as I was reading out and saw the boyfriend, I'm like, well, why did he try to intervene or whatever? But I'm like, you know, I could understand that, you know? So I don't know the whole story.
Yeah, look, okay, you said it, man. You know, this PTSD is not just for veterans, right? PTSD is a broad stroke for a traumatic event that has causes all kinds of issues. It can be anybody can suffer from PTSD. Unfortunately, in this country, the focus for PTSD is on veterans, but you're starting to see a new new crop of therapists that are like, look, PTSD is not just for combat veterans. It is for everybody. So, yeah, definitely see what you're saying with that. But again, you know, my to sum all this up, you know, we're so quick to harsh to judge, and we don't know what's going on. Mental illness is real. Am I saying that she shouldn't go to jail? Yeah, she needs to go to jail, but she needs to get help in the process. You know what I mean? You don't just put her in jail and let her sit and fester on what she did. You don't do that. That's not going to help. But then she gets out of jail and she's more angry.
She's more angry, more upset, more issues.
Yes.
And another setback in life too.
Exactly. You know, when I started doing my own therapy, I was like, wow, like I didn't realize how screwed up I actually was. You know, but hey, I deal, right? Got the magic medication, and I'm good now. I'm a happy guy.
You have somebody to talk to. You have the therapies and stuff. I mean, that's real deal, man. And I ain't belittling it, man. I think veterans first and foremost. I mean, should be getting that top grade A treatment, and also the lessons that veterans and the clinical trials and all these things, because there are lessons that are learned from this, and there are new therapies, like you said, that are being developed. Different ways they're looking outside of the box with different things, even like I always talk about holistic treatments and stuff like that, you know. I believe that the lessons learned could benefit society in a whole, you know, and could start right here with our veterans. I mean, not just our society, but just worldwide. Mm-hmm. I mean, because this, I mean, we all humans, and if you go through some traumatic events or you have traumatic things happen to you in your life, and if you see some of the horrific things that you have seen and I've seen and some other people have seen, you can understand how people can have that. And, you know, it just sticks with you and you can't control that. So,
yeah. All right, man. Let's move on to this this next one here. But I'm gonna say this: pray for this woman. Don't just throw her under the bus. Pray for her, y'all. I mean, she obviously needs some help. This was a cry for help. She shot her damn service dog. And if any veterans out there have ever dealt with these dogs before, you know they are the most loving animals you will ever come across. They don't give a damn. They are very just Just know they're loving.
And then another thing too, just before we get off it real quick, I want to take a second. Those dogs and the owners, they always have, everyone I've seen and all of the people that will come out and talk to us, they used to come out and talk to us and stuff, the people with the dogs try to get donations. And all the veterans I've seen with those, there's always a tight bond. That bond is so close. I can almost guarantee you that that she had a breakdown. And now when she's coming back through, getting out of that, coming out of that, she's probably devastated for what she did to that animal. Because that animal's like, you don't understand when people who have pets, and some people are like, oh, it's a pet guy, a pet cat guy, dog guy. There's a bond, especially with those people. Those that animal, I just can't describe how that works. But I have animals, and I can tell you, there's a magic there. So with those people, there's a magic between them, and that's why the military, that's why the VA uses those dogs and other medical facilities and therapies or whatever they utilize the canines and stuff. So,
and there it is. Let's talk about this other current event here. And it's, what the hell is going on at Fox News, bro? What's going on at Fox News? Sean Hannity being accused of sexual. I don't want to say assault. Sexual harassment. That's better. I'm sorry. Sean Hannity is accused of sexual harassment. Does this literally just tie into the good old boys over there just doing whatever the hell they want to do? Is it just, I don't even know how to explain it, man. You know, it's a culture over there, it seems like, which is a sad thing. So let me read a little bit of this here. This is an article that I came across a couple of days ago. I just saved stuff. Sean Hannity is the latest Fox News personality facing allegations of sexual harassment. During a Friday interview with Tulsa, Oklahoma-based radio host Pat Campbell, former Fox News contributor Debbie Schutzel, I guess, accused Hannity of inviting her to his hotel room before and after a debate with a pro-Palestinian guest in Detroit. Schutzel said that she rejected Hannity's alleged advances and that she was never invited on his show again. Which sounds very similar to the last guy that just made his exit. You know, oh, I'm going to help your career. Oh, no, you don't want to get with me? The hell with you.
Yeah. That's the power play, man. Those dudes in power, they're in the big boys, big boys club up there, you know, good old boys club. That's really not big boys club, the good old boys club.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you said, it's a culture. I mean, I think a lot of those a lot of big organizations have these kind of problems, man. But this one, but an organization like this where they come off as so, hiding thou, you know, they, you know, we're above all, we're the righteous. That's all kind of how they come off to me, you know, like we can do no wrong and what you do is wrong. If you're not living up to our standards, if you're doing this, you're doing that, well, whatever. But you guys but they're the main ones you keep catching in the news doing this scandalous thing. That's scandalous, man. So this is what you're getting with these dudes. There's no checks. It's from the top to the bottom. They're probably running amok up in there, man. You've seen it at all levels. Seen it in the government. You've seen it in the Air Force scandals back in the day. Even seen it in ESPN. They even had stuff back in the day running wild.
Mm-hmm.
So you got those guys at the top. And if that's how they are, it just trickles down. Until the advertisement dollars were threatened, it was all okay. It was okay for those guys to run amok, for them to do what they want to do. And I'm sure we're only getting a little bit. Usually, my thing is when you're hearing something and it comes out and it sounds really like, oh, this is really, really bad, I could tell you behind the doors it's way worse than what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure those situations like that, you know, these situations are only like the tip of icebergs. Not one iceberg, but many. You know, so it's just our society, man. It's just it's, I don't know, it's like it's a given. It's like almost like it's a, almost an entitlement. I mean, you guys get up there, get that power, man. You know, they don't think about the good that they could do up there. They just think about the power. You know,
yeah. The control. So. The power and the control, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's all, that's all it is. Let's move on to this next segment here, man. Some knee-jerk reaction, man. Just get your thoughts on this. So this is what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask the Village, and I really want people to chime in on this. And my question is, are liberals the real problem? And let me explain why I'm asking you this. I'm a huge Bill Maher fan. I love watching his show whenever I can catch it, or I catch the podcast version on when I, you know, get to work, and I'll check it out then. But he actually defended Ann Coulter. She went up to UC Berkeley, and basically liberal students, I don't know the end result, but they were trying to stop her from speaking on campus. And so here's my problem with all this. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech. As long as you're not threatening anyone's life, her viewpoints are her viewpoints. And so it kills me when I see liberals getting up there talking about, you know, they're going to burn the place down. I'm like, it's her right to say what she feels. It's the people that want to hear her speak. It's their right to hear her speak. Why is this such an issue? And that's one of the things I think, you know, I think, you know, sometimes when people say liberalism is a mental disease, I'm like, damn, I'm kind of understanding that a little bit. You know, I'm liberal, yes, but I am smart enough to realize that I can't be one way on everything. I can't be. I have to literally say to myself, let's get the perspective, right? Let's figure it out and let's go from there. Excuse me. But to literally say, we're going to burn this place to the ground and we're going to break stuff up because she's coming, that just makes your whole cause look bad. So what is your thoughts, man?
It comes down to one word, credibility. You lose all credibility when you incite things like that. You have to hear you. It's like two sides. You gotta give the other side that they're just due. You gotta give, even if you don't like it. That's part of this freedom of speech here, man. So you have to give them that. It's like one of the things I admire about you, Kevin. Like you always say, you could, you know, be. I don't agree with you, but you know, we could come to this middle, not even a middle ground, but we could respect each other. You know, I don't have to agree with you, but I respect you and you respect me, and we're good. It's just an opinion, you know, and that's that. But you know, this situation is like you're not giving that respect to that freedom of speech, and also to yourself by saying that you lose credibility.
And that's what it boils down to. It's about, okay, so it is about credibility. That is very true. But ultimately, it's about just being able to have a conversation. Because you're never going to unite this country if you can't have a damn conversation.
You got to be able to talk.
You got to be able to talk about everything. You got to. That is one of our biggest issues in this country right now is... We cannot simply have a conversation about somebody getting offended. And if something offends you, that means you do need to talk about it and figure it out.
You need to figure it out.
You have to talk about it.
Why is it offending you? Why is it offending me? Why do I feel that way in my heart about that? When that man says that, are we talking about this conversation? Why do I feel that? We have a lot of issues that are still lingering in this country that we should probably have been past this stuff a while ago, you know? But it's still here because the main reason, like you say, Kev, people don't want to talk. People are afraid to talk about, well, not afraid, but really really shy away from, really not really in tune with. You just want to shy away from that. It's almost like the I don't want to call it the unknown, but we were just shy away from it. And you gotta embrace that. So I think it's all about, you know, hey, you know, if we talk about these things, about these issues, I know they're uncomfortable, but we could talk about we could talk about the most heinous things. We could talk about the, you know, we're not talking about love. So if we talk about these things, can we have this conversation? We talk about good things too. If we could talk about good things, let's talk about this so we can get over it. Whatever situation it may be, whether it's slavery or whatever else, you know. I was watching something, documentary, and then I went and I did a little reading on it. It's basically, and I don't mean to throw us off, but it's about conversations and about how some things can be really, really the worst things in the world. But you see that it can be talked about. Now in Germany, right? You know the past with that Hitler Holocaust and all that stuff, right? So you know that every day, this is currently right now. This has been going on since those wars were over. Before this is even, that's a long time ago. You know that since the 40s, right? So you have every day in school, like people used to do here on the little, like the pledge of allegiance. Do you know that there's something? I don't know the words of it or what they say, but basically it's in repentance for the Holocaust every day. These people had that conversation long ago. I mean, we in this country over here, we're supposed to be so great, right? But we can't have that conversation because people are not willing to relinquish. People are selfish and want to stay with the status quo. Right? The status quo is destroying us and willing to go down with the ship and let it go. But there's enough of us now. There's enough people for all the enlightenment that's going on. Shows like The Village and so many other positive things that they're pushing that enlightenment. So we'll be okay. But that's just a small thing just to show that if they could do that from something like that, then things like that could happen here and elsewhere where there's old baggage, old issues, that old rights that need to be wrong, and things that need to be brought to the table, and people need an honest seat at the table, a fair seat at the table. Not give you a little bit. No, we want a seat at the table.
That's it. All right. So, so let's hit one more, man. I got to put this one up here. I know we're going a little bit extra tonight. We're about to. Roughly an hour into actually recording audio, but we talked about this earlier, the wall. So Senator Cruz came up with an option today. Have you heard what his option is about this building this wall?
Is it El Chapo and them paying for it? Make the drug, yes. Make the cartel pay for it?
Yes.
Yes.
Bruh, I think it's a good idea.
That wall's gonna go up.
I think it's a damn good idea to build this wall off of seized money.
It's still immoral. I still think it's immoral, but I ain't paying for it. I ain't paying for that eyesore. So that 50 mile waste of money. So I mean, but you know what? Hey man, they have enough resources they can pull from those dudes to pay for that. I'm not lying to you. I seen those gold guns.
Bruh, I think it can be done, man.
Yeah, man. Those dudes are so filthy, man. You know, I mean, I don't know. I still think that wall. I think that wall is immoral, man. I mean, so regardless who paying for that junk, Ted Cruz, you come up with as many ideas as you want. I still think it's wrong. So no matter who dollars you pull it from, you can take those dollars from El Chapo and use that for those poor kids down in Mexico and put it back in their economy. And then you keep those. Then you don't have to worry about the folks coming over here. Then how about that, Ted Cruz? So we need to be politicians.
Not me.
I can't do it. But it's, you know, it's like. But I know there's a lot of special interest and self interest when it comes to that, man. And I know people, they could go into that probably with the greatest hearts, but I think they fall into that and get tainted when it comes to politics. So. But you know, I know some people are fighting the good fight for us, but you know.
It's look, plane, man. I couldn't be a politician. My poker face sucks. Because you're going to say something stupid, and I'm going to look at you and be like, really?
Dog, yeah, my emotions on the sleeve, bro. They be on there, man. You can see it, man. I try to hold them in the faces, man. I'm one with the faces, man. See it.
Yeah, man. All right, so I was looking for some Village Idiot stories. I got a couple here. This was just one of those stories where I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on to this Village Idiot real quick. Do a couple of stories, and then we'll call it a night. A screen share. Yes, Village, you guys can see that. Nordstrom is selling dirty jeans, right? Mm-hmm. You want to hear the story about this, bro?
Tell me about it, Kevin.
Okay. It's supposed to make you look like you've been working, like you're part of the whole working crew, and you know, like you're really doing some things. But these jeans are $425.
Wow.
Lost your rabbit ass mind. You've literally lost your rabbit ass mind if you think I'm paying all that money.
For some dirty ass jeans.
For some dirty dog. I'm sitting here thinking about all the jeans and pants that I done ruined. I'm like, man, I could have saved them joints.
You could have saved them joints, man.
My God.
They call it recycling, baby. You could have saved them joints. You could have saved them. And you could have rocked the neck, man. Man, it's amazing stuff that people pay money for. You want to perpetrate like you all dirty. I thought the purpose of getting clean and throwing some gear on was to be showing it how you can do it and showing that you're feeling good, you're dressing good.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty. I mean, I understand getting your hands dirty. He was like, that man, I had a plumber come do some work in my house today. He wasn't even that dirty, dude.
Mm-mm.
Look at that.
$425 for dirty jeans. I got to find a hustle.
Man, we do, man. I tell you, man, I'm all about that. You know I grind.
God, I gotta find a hustle.
We could brainstorm it, man. I'm willing to put it to action. Let's do it.
I'm working on a couple little side projects. I got an app that I'm developing. I got a few things I'm working on. I ain't gonna front. Like this isn't I come home normally like today I was just super tired, so I came home and crashed out. But let's move on here to this next Village Idiot. Let's do one more. Do one more Village Idiot here. Let me pull. No, that's not what I need. I'm just going to close that out here. And. All right. All right here. Stay with me, Village. I didn't want to send too much of these to myself today. Just didn't feel the need to. All right, so let's talk about, first world problems, as I like to call them. Here we go here. And let's screen share, shall we? All right. Nashville woman calls cops after husband. Of course, this thing wants to act crazy. This laptop's going crazy today. Nashville woman calls cops after husband refuses to get her ice cream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. Ice cream.
People. What's wrong with people?
Ice cream. This is...
There's more to that? Are you doing something?
I don't know.
You know they'll get that. Hey, they'll get there. You call, they'll get that. Hey, man.
Let's read some of this. Nashville, Tennessee, 37-year-old Nashville woman was arrested on Sunday for filing a false report after her husband refused to get her ice cream. According to the arrest affidavit for the woman, officers responded to her home after she alleged her husband had punched her in the face. Oh! Upon arrival, her husband told police there was no evidence that his wife was angry because she wanted him to get her ice cream, but he refused due to being tired from working all day.
Man.
Well, I'll be damned.
Man.
I'm not gonna
on the rocky road, dog. Did you get that one? That relationship's on the rocky road, man.
Yeah, man. She looks touched anyway. She does look a little touched. But I'm not going to talk about nobody's wife.
Yeah, but oh man,
yeah,
he has to be with her, man.
Yeah,
he didn't get the ice cream, so she got mad about that. So to kind of cover herself, she basically saying that saying that my man, he punched her in the face. No evidence of that. I mean, I'm sure it would. She's pretty fair, pale. Passion being mean enough, but pretty fair complexion. So find whatever it is. Sure that a bruise would show up. So, no. What is that? That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you doing crazy stuff, man. Somebody could have really been in need of that call, man. Right? Somebody could have really been getting their butt kicked on the other side of town somewhere that needed that cop. You know,
getting the brakes beat off of them.
Huh?
Said getting the brakes beat off of them. Crazy.
Oh, you know what? Hey, maybe there's a positive to this. Maybe there's a positive now. Hold on. Get me now. Positive everything. You know, maybe when they were being all, you know, being preoccupied with her, you know, I'm sure the cops came because they charged her, so they had to come and waste time. Mm-hmm. She got all the people all over there and stuff. Man, it just kept them off, and that kept them from beating up or hurting another brother out there. That's all that did.
Damn! Look, hey, that's turning the frown upside down.
That's all that did. Thank you. What's her name, man? Thank you.
That's turning the frown upside down.
That was one less brown person that was getting their ass
handed to him.
Sick. I say brown. I ain't just saying black people. Cause
exactly.
They get up on black people that they trying to stop getting across. They thinking they all the enemy. They're all evil and like coming here causing crimes and stuff. Like all the Latino people causing crime. Got everybody on that Kool-Aid.
Nope. Slink, I got to pick Village Idiot. I'm going to go with the woman and the ice cream. Who are you going to go with?
Man. Woman and ice cream.
Okay. Yeah, because that was just...
Yeah.
I mean, the other person was an idiot, but this is just crazy.
Woman and ice cream, man. Just so frivolous, man. You can't be wasting time like that, woman.
No. Slink, how do we get a hold of you, brother? And what you got going on?
Y'all can find me at B-Stars. Just go to bstars.com and type in Slink in the search engine and you'll find me. You also can find me at on SoundCloud. Just type in Slink again. Go to SoundCloud. It's a good app that you guys can get. Get some free good music on there from other artists that are out. Not just up-and-coming guys and producers, but artists that are already established that are in the game. So check that out. And lastly, at Slink Grindstone. So that's Twitter.
Okay.
At Slink Grindstone. Holla at me.
That's right. Get your beats. Get them while they're hot. You can get a hold of Chance. Okay, that's what's up. Keep us up on that. Let us know. Chance couldn't make it tonight, if you guys couldn't tell, but Chance is at Chance W. Brown. I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. What else going on here? Still working on everything. Like I said, Village, we got so much going on. Like, it's literally points where I stop and I'll say, okay, I'm going to focus on this project and I'm going to go from there. And that's what I do now. I focus on one thing, get it done, move to the next project. But my day is work and podcast. Got a little arm injury, so I haven't been training lately. So I'm trying to really push it. And I guess the injury is a blessing in disguise because I'm able to work on my podcast a little harder. But if you want to get a hold of me, like I said, add light in my mind at W2TheVillage. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Send us a Google voicemail or text. 619-202-1562. Welcome to the Village website. Still in the works. Still trying to figure some stuff out. So just give me some time on that because it's a lot I'm trying to figure out. Check out our YouTube channel. Welcome to the Village on YouTube. Go like it, subscribe, all that great stuff. We appreciate everything. Crowdcast replays will go up the following day after we record. Other than that, Slink, great show, my brother. Appreciate you coming through. As the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Good night.